And welcome into the chapter 3 of our book review. Today we are looking at the call of ego. The call of ego. Let us quickly look at the summary of the last chapter. In the last chapter, we are meant to understand that ego is common to everyone. Ego is common to everyone, so nobody should feel bad about it. And it simply has to do with the situation whereby somebody exhausts himself when he finds himself in the midst of those that he seems to be better than, and diminishing himself when he's in the midst of those that have more than him, those that seem to be better than him. Another thing we pointed out was that there is something that is known as the world's perception of success, people's perception of success, in the sense that the many people, they view success, or they view somebody as successful based on the possession that the person has, based on the physical things that the person has. Those that have more are termed as successful. Those that have more physical things, maybe cars, houses, and many other things that we can see with our eyes, those people are regarded as successful. Whereby those who do not have that are not regarded as successful, they are regarded as failures. Now look at what the problem is. Many people, in the name of trying to please those around them, they begin to pursue those very things. They begin to pursue that, not necessarily with the aim of achieving success, the way success itself, but they begin to pursue those things so as to prove to others that they too can be successful. That is where the problem is. Now let's look at the core of ego, which is the main point of this chapter. Number one core of ego in the book, in this chapter, is complaining. And we're meant to understand that complaining is one of ego's favorite strategies for strengthening itself. Every complaint is a little story the mind makes up that you completely believe in. Whether you complain aloud or only in thought makes no difference. Now many people are living in this realm of complaining. We complain about everything. We complain about the government. We complain about our lives. We complain about the people around us, about our friends, about virtually everything about around us. We are not grateful for anything. Many people are like that. They complain virtually about why things are not working in their lives, about why things are not going on the way it's supposed to go in their lives. They complain about virtually everything. This is one of the major causes of ego that we need to deal with. Stop complaining. You need to do something about that situation around you. You need to do something about the situation in your life. Remember that there are some frustrations or some situations that are there waiting for you to act, waiting for you to act. Remember the law of motion, Newton's first law of motion that we mentioned, that an object will remain even in that state until it is acted upon by an external force. So stop complaining, do something about the situation around you. The second core of ego is resentment. Resentment is the emotion that goes with complaining and the mental labeling of people, and adds even more energy to ego. This resentment is when you now attach emotion even to complaining. You attach emotions to complaining, whereby it's not only that maybe situations around you are not good or everything seems not to be going in your own way, but you now attach emotions, you now start feeling bad about it. And with that, it worsens the situation. It aggravates the situation. Or maybe somebody has done something wrong to you, you now attach emotions to it. Not just complaining, you now begin to resent that person, to resent everything and dislike everything about that person. Resentment means to feel bitter, indignant, aggrieved, or offended. You resent other people's greed, their dishonesty, their lack of integrity, what they are doing, what they did in the past, what they said, or what they failed to do. Even at times, what they should have done for you, maybe what somebody should have done, or what you feel that the person shouldn't have done. You know, sometimes somebody might promise to help you, somebody might promise to do one thing or the other, even for you, and because of that human limitation, it's possible that the person will fail in fulfilling that promise. In that situation, what do you do? Will you kill yourself? Will you be offended with that person? That is the human limitation in that human being. That is the human limitation in that man or in that woman. So you should learn to overlook some things, to forgive some things. That is what will help you in fulfilling your purpose. Instead of overlooking unconsciousness in others, you make it into their identity. You know this, when this plays, your ego is at work. You know, ego is something that when allowed, it can destroy someone. Because you fail to see it, you make the person not to see the situation the way it is supposed to be seen. Sometimes situation is not really as bad as we see it. If you can look at it even in the other aspect, you look at it the other way around, you can actually get something out of it. You can actually learn something out of it. You can actually pick something that will be beneficial even to you. And that will happen if you see ego the way it is supposed to be seen. Now, the third core of ego is grievance. A long-standing resentment is called a grievance. A grievance is a strong negative emotion connected to an event in sometimes distant past that is being kept alive by compulsive thinking, by retelling the story in the head or out loud of what someone did to me or what someone did to us. A grievance will also contaminate other areas of your life. Now, when resentment is allowed for some time, it degenerates to grievance. And this grievance is a strong emotion, a complex state of hatred. And this is made alive by compulsive thinking. You begin to brood over what somebody has done, the wrong that somebody has done, even against you. You begin to brood over how situation is not working, even in your favor. You know, you are now, even sometimes, to an extent, the person is grieved even with himself. You are offended with yourself. You begin to hate your life. Begin to hate everything about you. Why things are not working. Begin to hate virtually everything about you. And you begin to retell it. You tell yourself. You say, in fact, some people to an extent, they begin to say, in fact, my life is finished. Things can never work out. In fact, I'm dead. I'm gone. They begin to say all sort of things, even negative things about themselves. But then you should remember that the words you speak have power. There are some words that give life. There are some words that lead to death. There are some words that will further worsen even your situation. While there are some words that will enable you to turn the situation around even to your anger. So mind the things that you say. Mind the things that you say. These three causes of ego, it starts with complaining. Then it moves to resentment. Finally, it degenerates to grievance. It requires honesty to see whether you still harbor grievances, whether there is someone in your life you have not completely forgiven. For you to be right, of course, you need someone else to be wrong. And so the ego loves to make wrong in order to be right. Sometimes this ego, it beclouds our sense of judgment, our sense of reasoning, such that we don't see things in the right sense, the way it is supposed to be seen. Sometimes you might feel that maybe somebody has done you evil, somebody has done wrong to you. So if you look deeply in that situation, you might see that even the person might not see it the way it is. The person might not necessarily have done you wrong. Or even in cases whereby that wrong is actually there, you can actually free yourself. Non-reaction or forgiveness is one of the most effective ways, not only of going beyond ego in yourself, but also of dissolving the collective human ego. To forgive is to overlook, or rather to look through. You look through the ego to the sanity that is in every human being as his or her essence. If you have to free yourself, if you are to move to be successful, if you are to overcome many things, many grievances, many offenses, what I would call offenses, or many things that annoy you, that turns you off, most times, you need to get to the point of overlooking. You need to mature to the sense, to the point of overlooking. To overlook some things, to overlook the shortcomings of others, to overlook the mistake of others. Are you in a relationship? Overlook the shortcomings of your wife, of your husband. In the workplace, overlook the shortcomings of others that you are working with. Are you in a team? You overlook the shortcomings of some others, even in your team. That is how things can work. Because in a place where there is peace, a man of peace is there, just like that saying goes. There is this quote by Lewis B. Smith. It says, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you." So if you must overcome these three causes of ego, complaining, resentment, and grievance, you must learn to forgive. You must learn even to overlook some things. That will be of great help to you. And it will help you a lot, and it will help you a lot in fulfilling your purpose, in fulfilling your destiny, in fulfilling the goals ahead of you. Many people will grieve you. Many people and many situations will grieve you. But your ability to master or overcome it, your ability to overlook some things, your ability to forgive some things or some people will enable you to reach your destiny. We enable you to reach your destiny faster. Thank you very much. See you in the next chapter. Have a wonderful day.